The following are stories collected by Frances Ann McMillan on Prince Edward Island between 1977 and 1978. In the days before hospitals, clinics, or the rural doctor, midwives delivered babies. At one time, there were many midwives on PEI. Almost every district had a midwife. These women would deliver the baby and look after the mother, quite often under difficult circumstances. Once doctors began to practice in these communities, they usually had a woman to assist them. This woman would be asked beforehand by the parents-to-be. She would stay overnight and keep a watch on the new mother and baby in case of complications. The woman who attended the doctor most often would not get paid. The doctor was very lucky if he got paid. The feeling expressed was that many women preferred the local midwife to a doctor at her time of confinement and would trust these women with their lives and that of their babies. Mrs. M. recalled that her daughter, aided by another woman, helped to deliver a baby that had an open spine. They were both green hands at the time, and the baby's back had a large round spot that looked like a jellyfish. This spot was the size of the palm of your hand. It looked like raw flesh and had blood vessels running through it. She said it gave her the worst fright she ever got in her life. When they saw there was something wrong with the baby, they sent the father to Alberton by horse and wagon. It was a distance of about 15 miles to get a doctor. There was only one phone on Peter's Road at the time, and it was not working. The baby was a little girl who lived about 6 months. When the mother regained her health, she looked after her baby until it died. Another time, Mrs. G's daughter helped deliver a baby during a big storm. The father had gone for a doctor, but the baby arrived before the doctor. The mother was in a very small room with room only for a bed. The mother had to hold the oil lamp up over her head because there was no table to place it on while the other woman delivered the baby. She also told me about helping two other women deliver a baby, whose mother was from Montreal. She was supposed to go to the hospital in Summerside when her time came, but the baby arrived early. They had to strap the mother to the bed and pull to get the baby. It was a very difficult case. When the weather cleared, the baby had to be taken to Summerside. There was something wrong with the baby, but it lived. The doctor arrived when everything was over. Even though they had a very hard night, they had a laugh. The next-door neighbor arrived over to help, but all she did was get in the way. She was supposed to be boiling water, but spilled it all over the floor and managed to fall in it and get soaking wet.